Hey, I'm going to read the scripture in a minute, but before I do, I want you to know that you can get one of these shirts. I am the church. We have them for you. Come by the people place anytime over the next few weeks. We want everyone to have one. Our scripture today comes from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send those to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. So we're in this series about spiritual battles, and Paul encourages us to put on the full armor of God. And why? Because there are times in life when we find ourselves in a battle of the heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Have you ever been there? I find myself there regularly. I remember being 12 years old when I faced the first significant battle of my faith. My 15-year-old cousin, Mark, was killed in a farm tractor accident. It was tragic. He was pulling a hay bale trailer. A car was coming toward him on the road, and when he pulled over, he lost control of the tractor wheels in a sandbar at the edge of the road, and the tractor ended up rolling over in the ditch and on top of him. I just shudder thinking about it even today. It was the first time I remember having to reconcile my faith in a loving God with a tragic and the sudden death of my cousin, 15 years old, my cousin Mark. I don't know if I ever got all of my questions answered, but I got through that time because of the faith that I saw lived out by my grandfather, my aunts and uncles, my parents, all those around me. I saw that they were making it. It encouraged me to make it too. In the midst of some of our greatest times of sorrow, heartache, and pain, our gospel provides hope, comfort, and peace. Amen? And the church does some of its most significant work when it comes together around persons or families who've lost loved ones or are struggling with some trauma, and upholds them and helps them through the pain and sorrow toward healing and wholeness. What is it about our faith? What is it about the Christian faith and the body of Christ that enables us to go through fiery trials, enables us to survive life's storms? That's what I want to talk about today. In this series, Paul has been using the image of a Roman soldier's armor to talk with us about being prepared as we battle the circumstances of life with and our bouts with the enemy. We've talked about the belt of truth. We need God's truth. The breastplate of righteousness. We need Christ's righteousness, not our own. And the gospel of peace, our feet fitted with God's peace that has us ready for anything. Next, Paul talks about taking up the shield of faith. Ephesians 6:16 says, in addition to all of this, take up the what? The shield of faith. So what is the shield of faith? I'd say this, it's the sum total of the Judeo-Christian faith. A Roman soldier had a shield that he carried into battle for protection and to fend off blows from the enemy. For Paul, the shield of faith for the believer was the sum total of Christian faith. our faith handed down in both the Old and New Testaments. Everything we believe about God, about ourselves, and about Jesus. What does that include? Well, we believe that God exists, that God loves us and cares for us. We believe God sent the law and the prophets and His Son Jesus to show us the way. We believe Jesus fulfilled what the law and the prophets required and foretold. He lived, died, and rose from the dead. The cross and the resurrection are at the center of our gospel. And because of the cross and resurrection, we are redeemed, forgiven, declared righteous, and we have peace with God. Wow! There is nothing like our good news of our gospel, the good news about Jesus. And in believing, we have a great calling to live out our faith, to know it, to share it, and to live it out. And when we do, the consequences are huge. Jesus told His disciples in John 14:12, "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in Me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." What a great promise. What a great future if we understand this shield of faith and how to use it well. So how is this shield used? It's used both offensively and defensively. Roman soldiers moved forward together with their shields aligned together, providing great offensive effectiveness. As long as they stuck together, side by side, and moving forward with their shields out front, they were hard to stop. They also used their shields in a defensive position. They would have them aligned together, some in front and some over the top, to protect from arrows raining down upon them from above. With them together out front or over the top, the shields provided great defensive effectiveness too. So for believers, the same principles apply. Our shield of faith enables us to move forward into the battles of life. We don't have to stay stuck in a rut. Remember, a woman racked with guilt and shame because of her sins came and wiped Jesus' feet with her tears. She believed that somehow Jesus could help her. She heard His message. She came to Him in faith. In Luke 7:50, we read, "Jesus said to the woman, 'Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.'" Notice it was her faith, her belief in Christ, that set her free from her shame. Do you need that same forgiveness, that same freedom today? Jesus can deliver us from our guilt and shame. He is the one who can save us. Sometimes we need an offensive faith to charge out into the fray of our battles. At other times, we need a defensive faith to protect us from the wiles of our enemy. King David had times like that when he declared God as his source of protection. In 2 Samuel 22:3, David declared, "My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my Savior. From violent men You save me." Our shield of faith is a great offensive weapon as well as a defensive weapon. The key is to have it ready and to use it. What does our shield of faith shield us from? The enemy's flaming arrows. Roman soldiers faced real fiery arrows. Their enemies would try to shower down upon them arrows with flame to stop their advance. We face similar fiery arrows from our enemy as well anytime we start to make spiritual progress. That's what Paul was pointing out when he said in Ephesians 6:14, "In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can" what? "Extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." The scripture is clear. The enemy of our souls is real, and he regularly tries to pick us off, to rob us of our victory and joy. Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy." Our shield of faith helps us to extinguish his arrows. What arrows can we expect? Well, we can expect lies, post lies in the chat. All sorts of them. About lies about God, lies about ourselves, lies about life. Jesus has some strong words to say about our enemy. In John 8:44, Jesus said, "He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." What are some of the lies the enemy tries to pass off on us? Well, lies about God, like God doesn't exist. Or you can't really prove God. Or we've just created him as a figment of our imagination. Or if he does exist, he doesn't care for you. Neither does he care how you live. Or how about lies about ourselves? Hey, you are great, self-sufficient. You can handle it. You don't need any help. That's only a sign of weakness. Or the opposite. You are nothing. You're a nobody. Insignificant, inconsequential. You might as well curl up and die. You're but a speck in the universe, and no one cares. Those are both lies. What we really need in life is encouragement. Someone has said the real definition of a genius is an average student with proud parents. But the enemy doesn't encourage. He's always feeding us lies about God, about ourselves, and lies about life, such as, hey, life is what you decide it is. You don't need anyone telling you what to do. Do your own thing. There are no real consequences to fear. The only thing you need to worry about is getting caught. Think about some of the lies the enemy has used on you. Well, sometimes the fiery arrows come as lies. Other times, arrows come as temptations. The enemy of our souls is a master tempter, too. Riches, money, is always an issue in our lives, but the enemy would have us put it first, would have us run after it exclusively. If you can just get enough money, then you'll be happy. But if we're looking for money to make us happy, there is never enough. Pleasure is another area of temptation. We think that pursuing pleasure will somehow fill the void. So, name your pleasure. There are a whole bunch of them. Food. Gluttony is a big problem for many today. Alcohol and drugs. They're readily available and easily abused. Sex is another huge area of temptation. Within marriage, it's great. But outside of marriage, it's outside of God's best plan for our lives. There is a huge immorality struggle in the world today, with fornication and adultery leading the way. Pornography is a huge fiery arrow of the enemy today, made more prevalent than ever before because of technology. The destructive havoc that it causes people of all ages is disastrous. Power is another fiery arrow out there. The line is this: you can have power, almost anything you want, if you're willing to do what it takes to get it. The price is only the selling of your soul, your integrity, your life. There are plenty of ways to do just that in our world today. To all of that and more, Jesus' prayer in Matthew 6:13 reminds us of the battle. We're to pray, and lead us not into what? Temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Lies, temptations, distraction is another fiery arrow the enemy tries to rain down upon us. If not the biggies, lies or temptation, how about the subtle approach, distraction? Here the strategy is to keep us focused on other things rather than the most important things. From a biblical perspective, I believe the most important things we can pursue are intimacy with God, loving families, healthy relationships, meaningful work, purposeful lives. These are the most important things, and in that order too. But the enemy wants to get us out of balance. Too much emphasis upon work, or too much focus upon leisure or fun. or too much focus on a hobby or a sport or a pastime at the exclusion of what's really important in life. Young people, is your life about pursuing friends or pursuing God? About loving your family or pursuing what you want? A big distraction battle today for young people is social media or doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Men, too much focus on work or hobbies, not enough upon God or your family. Women, what about our relationship with God and His priorities versus these other things? The strategy of distraction is to use anything to lull us into complacency and indifference to what's really important, to get us out of balance in one of these more important areas of our life, to get us to put our shield down, to lose focus, to look away. That's when the fiery arrows can come and do us in. In Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, Paul says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil." How are we using our everyday opportunities? Lies, temptations, distractions. One more fiery arrow the enemy uses, pain. Post pain in the chat. Pain happens. In the book of Job, Satan brought on pain. In most cases for us, life brings it on. Things just happen. In some cases, we bring it on ourselves. Halfway through a romantic dinner, a husband smiled at his wife and he said to her, "You look so beautiful under these lights." The wife was falling in love all over again until he ruined it by adding, "We got to get some of these lights." Sometimes we can cause our own pain. Many times pain just happens. David knew all about that in Psalm 38:17. In talking about his own pain, David said, "For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me." Pain happens. It's part of life. And in the midst of our pain, the enemy works to try and sabotage our faith, to get us isolated and alone, to cause us to doubt, to raise questions, and if possible, to get us to put our shield down and walk away from our faith. Many people have done just that. They've walked away from God or their faith because of some unresolved issue or pain. Something happened, a tragedy, an accident, an incident. Something caused them great pain, and they dropped their shield and never recovered. Perhaps you know someone like that. Many people are living with deep pain in their lives. We need to be sensitive. So we have this shield, our Christian faith, and it's capable of great help as we navigate life. But we also have an enemy who's trying to rain down flaming arrows upon us. So what is our best offense and defense? What is the best use of this shield of faith? To stand firm, linked with others. Those Roman soldiers had it right. We are strongest when we stand together, side by side, with our shields of faith, up front and over the top too. You and I can't do it alone, going solo. But linked and using our shields together, we can fight and fend off the fiery arrows that come our way. That's why the church is so important. That's why the ministry of the local church is still the best hope for the world. It's a great day to be together in worship. It's a great day to get connected with others in the body of Christ. It's a great day to get one of these shirts. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, You have provided us a shield of faith. It enables us to move forward through the challenges of life and fend off the fiery attacks of the enemy. Help us to keep our shield strong and to use them well. Keep us alert concerning our enemies' arrows, lies, temptations, distractions, pain. Enable us to stand firm, linked together, each with our shield of faith in place, so that together, with your Spirit and power, we can fight the good fight and fend off any attack against us. In Jesus' name we've prayed. And everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send those to us. We want to hear from you. And thank you for your generosity. Your ongoing gifts are helping us reach new people for Jesus and His kingdom. You can go online, use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of all of our discipleship opportunities. Find the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, in the battles of life, taking up the shield of faith with others protects you from the enemy's fiery arrows. For now, for protection from what fiery arrow do you need the shield of faith? You are not alone. You can do this.
So, in my last job, I got paid in vegetables.
In vegetables?
Weird, right?
Yeah.
I left because I was mad about the celery.
The men of Christ Church meet every month for breakfast. They're speakers, topical discussion, and fellowship. Join them October 14th at 8 a.m.
The Connect Fair is coming to Christ Church, and you're invited. Sundays, October 1st through 15th, different groups will be set up in the People Place with opportunities to volunteer and information about outreaches and boards. You have an opportunity to give extra hands to your church, serving inside the building, but also being the hands and feet that leave the building.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Green Country will be our guest at the October 1st Wednesday. Join us at 5:30 p.m. this Wednesday for a meal and hear about the great work they're doing for kids in the community. We'll also be making winter blessing bags. Donation baskets are in the People Place. First Wednesday, a meal, a mission, a message.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.